President Bush says North Korean leader Kim Jong-il's refusal to return to six-party talks on the nuclear issue has only strengthened the determination of the United States, South Korea, Russia, China, and Japan to resolve the dispute peacefully. Following Oval Office talks with the South Korean leader, Mr. Bush said there's clearly a better way forward for North Korea if it verifiably gives up nuclear weapons.
The incentive is for Kim Jong-il to understand there is a better way to improve the lives of his people than being isolated. That stability in the region is in his interest, the ultimate interest, for the Korean people of North Korea to be able to benefit and for families to be able to, you know, have food on the table.
President No says South Korea and the United States are consulting closely on ways to restart those six-party talks. The two leaders have differed in their approach to the government in Pyongyang, with President Bush pushing tougher sanctions and President No trying to engage the North Koreans with economic incentives. President No this week acknowledged that difference in a speech to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, saying he's quite aware of concerns about the state of bilateral relations. At the White House, Mr. No was asked about concerns among South Korean voters that further U.S. sanctions could worsen the nuclear standoff. He said it's not an appropriate time to talk about those possible sanctions, as diplomats are working hard to restart talks. Speaking through an interpreter, President No said South Korea is complying with trade restrictions imposed by a July UN Security Council resolution against Pyongyang following North Korean missile tests.
Because we do not want to hurt the inter-Korean relations, we do not label these measures as sanctions. We are in fact taking measures tantamount to sanctions after the North Korean missile launches. This is, we have suspended rice and fertilizer aid to North Korea.
President Bush and President No also discussed the long-sought transfer of wartime command from the American to the South Korean military. There are currently about 30,000 U.S. troops in the country who still officially control South Korean defenses, as there's no formal peace treaty ending the Korean War. President Bush says he and President No agreed that transfer should not be politicized, and they'll continue to consult on an appropriate handover date.
Decisions about the placement of our troops and the size of our troops will be made in consultation with the South Korean government.
President Bush also thanked the South Korean leader for sending 3,000 troops to Iraq. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.